This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Biden's vaccine push. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka on this Friday, September 10th. Glad you're with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
As part of his latest plan to fight the pandemic, President Biden wants big employers to require COVID vaccine shots or have workers tested weekly.
As expected, Los Angeles schools are now requiring COVID-19 vaccines for students 12 and older taking classes in person.
In the battle for workers, a new report says Amazon will pay for bachelor degrees for more than its 750,000 U.S. employees.
And with no new jobs created last month, what's happening in the restaurant industry?
They are out of theories. They thought it might have been unemployment benefit, that those expired in Texas about 2 months ago. Yeah. They thought it might be Delta, but at the same time, they're noticing that people in the area aren't quite taking it that seriously. So, you know, that's not really what's going on there. They think maybe people just don't want to work altogether.
Elizabeth Buchwald at MarketWatch on the tough sledding for restaurants these days. President Biden has released a new plan that he hopes will curb the spread of the pandemic. As part of the strategy, companies with 100 employees or more would have to require that their workers be vaccinated or at least undergo a weekly COVID-19 test. That's about 80 million private sector workers. Businesses that don't comply could be fined as much as $14,000 per violation.
Just don't take it from me. Listen to the voices of unvaccinated Americans who are lying in hospital beds, taking their final breath, saying, if only I'd gotten vaccinated. If only. It's a tragedy.
The administration plans to require vaccinations for workers in most healthcare settings that receive Medicare or Medicaid reimbursement. The Biden administration will also require federal employees in the executive branch and government contractors to be vaccinated. Some employers said Mr. Biden's plan goes too far. Guy Williams, CEO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, a regional bank based in Louisiana, asked, quote, does the president get to dictate vaccinations? Other pandemic news, Chicago health officials defended the school system's online database tracking infections after the teachers' union raised questions about safety and transparency. The controversy comes amid ongoing negotiations over pandemic safety protocols. As we previewed yesterday, the Los Angeles Unified School District became the first big city school system to mandate COVID vaccines for students 12 and up who attend in person. Deadline is January. School board member Nick Melvoin.
We want to do everything possible to make sure LA Unified doesn't end up on the long list of school districts that have had to reclose and go back to distance learning after welcoming students back this fall.
Elsewhere, Connecticut College has moved to remote classes for a week after more than 50 students tested positive for COVID. Separately, a new study of health workers in Belgium finds that Pfizer's vaccine contains only a fraction of a key active ingredient found in Moderna's jab, and also produces a lower antibody response. The resurgence of COVID-19 is rapidly dominating President Biden's administration, putting into question the future of his broader legislative agenda and increasingly steering Democrats into treacherous political territory. It's a story by David Siders, national political correspondent at Politico. Dave, explain.
Yeah, I think that for a long time, both as a candidate and in his early presidency, Biden's handling of the coronavirus pandemic was really a bright spot for him with the public. And you saw that kind of buoy his public approval ratings. Not only has his overall public approval rating declined in recent weeks, but also we've seen a decline in how Americans are viewing his handling of the pandemic. That's a huge concern for Democrats because, as you know, the president's approval rating is so closely correlated with how the president's party does in the midterm elections.
So with regards to missing this July 4th vaccination target, which I guess translates to a missed campaign promise to a certain extent. Communication is tough with health issues like this. What does he do?
It is tough, and I think you see Democrats say that he needs to, you know, forcefully address this. He's going to make this speech with a, you know, a plan, I guess, that, or the points that he'll make in his speech to talk more about it. And then I think also Democrats are trying to lean heavily into the idea that where this is a problem, anti-vax sentiment, fueled largely by Republicans, is to blame and not Democrats. And so, especially in states where this is hard hit, there's some evidence that Democrats may be right about that. I mean, DeSantis in Florida and Abbott in Texas have both also seen approval drop. So there will be a bit of a blame game, I think, from both Republicans and Democrats next year. And the question for the president is, and for the party in power, it may be anti-vax sentiment that is the problem here. In fact, I think all evidence suggests that it is. The question is whether voters will see that, whether they will parse, you know, who is responsible, or if COVID is raging and their spirits are low, if they just take that out on the party in power.
All right. So what kind of role do the potential of booster shots play here?
That's something that I think people want more clarity out of. You know, the Biden administration on is when and who exactly. And there has been some bungled messaging, I think, on COVID, going all the way back to do you take masks off, yeah, or put them on? The booster's the same. So they need to have some clarity on that. And I do think if the pandemic comes under control, that's a huge boost to Biden, and to the extent that booster shots are a part of that, and also vaccinating, you know, children. I think that starts to ease anxieties, too.
I'm speaking with Dave Siders, national political correspondent at Politico. His piece is called How the Delta Variant Bottlenecked Biden's Presidency. You said, too, in the story, there's been some criticism that the administration has taken its eye off the pandemic. Explain that.
Yeah, I think this would be people who would say that, you know, focusing on a legislative agenda and on Congress, or kind of those ill-timed remarks where he said something like the pandemic is, you know, we see the light at the end of the tunnel or something like that, that those may suggest a, you know, a shifting focus. And to the extent that his focus has been shifted, it's not entirely his doing. Afghanistan and the messy withdrawal there, you can blame him for it or not, but it was something that was going to be covered and requires attention. And then there are all sorts of things that are out of a president's control, and that would be things like wildfires in the West, yeah, flooding in the East. So I think that's what he's dealing with. But all presidents deal with that. They have myriad crises they need to work through.
Thanks, Dave. David Siders, national political correspondent at Politico. Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Thanks for being with us. The Justice Department has announced it's suing Texas to block a new state law banning most abortions, saying it was enacted, quote, in open defiance of the Constitution. The case sets up a federal-state clash over the future of abortion rights. Texas lawmakers drafted the law in such a way that makes it difficult for abortion rights advocates to challenge the ban in court. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The obvious and expressly acknowledged intention of this statutory scheme is to prevent women from exercising their constitutional rights by thwarting judicial review for as long as possible.
The Texas law dictates that a physician can't knowingly perform an abortion if there is a detectable fetal heartbeat, which can occur before many women even know they're pregnant. A provision of the law assigns enforcement to private parties rather than state or local officials. By putting enforcement powers in the hands of private citizens, the Texas law has left its opponents without obvious individuals to sue. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
President Biden has ordered sweeping new federal vaccine requirements for as many as 100 million people, private sector employees, as well as healthcare workers and federal contractors in an all-out effort to curb the surging COVID-19 Delta variant.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love.
Legal experts say the new requirements will likely withstand legal challenges since the Occupational Safety and Health Administration has long had the authority to enforce regulations affecting workers' well-being.
Number two.
The Los Angeles Unified School District has become the first in the nation among large school systems to mandate COVID vaccinations for eligible students when the Board of Education voted 7-0 with one recusal in favor of the requirement. All students 12 and older will need to be vaccinated by January to take in-person classes, impacting about 225,000 students.
Number three.
A federal judge has ruled Florida's new anti-riot law, championed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis as a way to quell violent protests, is unconstitutional and cannot be enforced. The judge in Tallahassee found the recently enacted law vague and overbroad and amounted to an assault on First Amendment rights of free speech and assembly, as well as the Constitution's due process protections. The U.S. recorded its hottest summer on record this year, narrowly edging out the previous milestone that was set 85 years ago during the Dust Bowl. NOAA says the average temperature this summer was 74 degrees, edging out 1936, when huge portions of the West and Great Plains were parched by severe drought. This summer, parts of the country experienced persistent drought, wildfires, record-breaking heat waves, hurricanes, and other extreme weather exacerbated by climate change. It wasn't pretty, but Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers picked up where they left off last season with a win. With 2 seconds to go, the defending Super Bowl champs topped the Dallas Cowboys 31-29 on a 36-yard field goal. In the third quarter, Compass Media Networks with a familiar call, Brady to Rob Gronkowski.
Takes a shotgun snap. Cowboys bring the blitz. Brady across the middle. Finds Gronkowski. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Second touchdown catch of the night for Gronk.
The game-winning drive was the 49th of Brady's illustrious career.
Goodness gracious. Thank you, Jen. Coming up next, what's up at restaurants these days? Do you love seafood when you're out to eat but never make it for yourself at home? Yeah, me too. But the key to restaurant quality at home starts with high-quality seafood and simple techniques from Wild Alaskan Company. With Wild Alaskan Company, you're getting high-quality, sustainably sourced, wild-caught seafood delivered right to your door. Choose from salmon, whitefish, or a combination. Money back if you're not happy. I went with the Wild Combo Box. Fired it up on the grill with a little garlic, lemon, and parsley. It was like sitting at some dockside restaurant in the last frontier. Each piece of fish was individually wrapped and labeled. Plus, the packaging can be composted. Wild Alaskan Company seafood is always wild, never farmed or modified, and contains no antibiotics. It's how nature intended it. And right now, you can get $15 off your first box of premium seafood when you visit wildalaskancompany.com/Gordon. That's wildalaskancompany.com/Gordon for $15 off your first box. wildalaskancompany.com/Gordon. Filings for jobless benefits last week fell and reached a pandemic low. Initial unemployment claims dropped to 310,000. Meanwhile, what's going on in our restaurants? Last month, payrolls declined by 42,000. Elizabeth Buchwald at MarketWatch profiles a pizza shop in Stephenville, Texas, about 100 miles southwest of Dallas. Elizabeth, set this up.
So I spoke to a restaurant owner in Texas who has been trying to fill at least 5 positions on and off for about a year now. And she's saying that people just aren't applying, or the ones that do, they ghost them for interviews. They quit on the first day. So it's been nearly impossible to just fill these jobs. And as a result, they actually had to close last week for lunch when 2 workers had to sit out who were exposed to COVID and one was on vacation. They simply couldn't manage without.
So these folks said, to a certain extent, it's easy to hire. It's more difficult to hire good people. Are they not able to find really any bodies at all?
So in the past, they always said that it was, as you said, it's easy to hire people, but harder to find good people. now they're just not getting people coming in the door at all. You know, they're used to people quitting. It's just the nature of the industry. But they've never had this experience where they're struggling to find workers. The restaurant I spoke to works right outside a college campus of about 14,000 undergraduates. So that's usually at the prime location for employees to work part-time.
What's their theory, Elizabeth, as to why?
They are out of theories. They thought it might have been unemployment benefits, but those expired in Texas about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
They thought it might be Delta, but at the same time, they're noticing that people in the area aren't quite taking it that seriously. They're going to bars, you know, they're not really masking. So, you know, that's not really what's going on there. They think maybe people just don't want to work altogether.
Jeez. We're speaking with Elizabeth Buchwald, personal finance reporter at MarketWatch. She's got a good story entitled Why the Restaurant Industry Created No New Jobs Last Month. And it's not like there's lack of demand, right? I mean, people are going out.
Oh, my goodness. There is so much demand. People want to get out. They've been cooking for years now, at least a year and a half at home or doing takeout. The idea of going out when you're vaccinated is something people want to do badly. And the restaurant industry is just struggling to keep up with that. It's a problem across states.
There's a theory, too, among some that if you have a problem finding bodies, you also have a payment problem. Like you're not paying people enough. Do they find that that could be an issue?
So I asked them that directly because a lot of industries have found that, you know, it's not so... You know, it's not so unheard of that you increase wages and more people will apply, but they didn't actually increase wages because they are paying more than other restaurants in the area that do the tipped wage. But certainly, again, others have found that offering sign-on bonuses or just simply increasing above minimum wage has been successful. But you have to remember at the same time, the restaurant industry has struggled a lot throughout the pandemic with closures and a lot can't afford to increase wages, but at the same time need the labor, so they're in a difficult position there.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Buchwald at MarketWatch. 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
The news without the nonsense. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday, September 10. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. President Biden wants big employers to require COVID vaccines for workers. Los Angeles requiring COVID shots for students 12 and older. The Biden administration suing Texas over its new abortion law. Starting today, the TSA is doubling fines for people who don't wear a mask on a plane. Bucks beat the Cowboys by 2 to open the NFL season. Two unseeded teenagers will play for the women's title at the U.S. Open tomorrow, and how the nation will mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11. We'll have that story in about 20 minutes. This portion of the program is brought to you by Capital One. Getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit is another reason banking with Capital One is one of the easiest decisions ever. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A., member FDIC. Families who fled Afghanistan are facing so much uncertainty right now. The Red Cross has been asked to care for those being temporarily housed at military bases in the U.S. and around the globe. Emily Osment, spokesperson for the American Red Cross, recently helped greet and care for some of the Afghan refugees when they landed at U.S. Air Base in Ramstein, Germany. Emily, what did you experience there?
While I was in Germany over the last week, I really just saw the best of humanity. I saw military spouses that were really the backbone of this operation overseas to help Afghan evacuees. That, you know, the military spouses raised their hand and said, hey, we want to help. We want to be there to help our Afghan allies and families. And while there, We had tents set up with American Red Cross support where evacuees would get off the buses. We would provide them with all of the basic necessities that they needed for their temporary stay there as they're transitioning to the United States.
All right, so are these evacuees in bad shape?
So I did see evacuees that would get off the bus, and they would carry their suitcases, and they looked fine. But there were evacuees who had nothing but the clothes on their backs, and some of the children didn't have shoes. So the needs varied, but there really were a lot of needs that needed to be covered, and that's why the American Red Cross had things such as food and water for everyone, toiletries, hygiene products. Another thing to think about, too, was the moms, you know, were in distress and couldn't produce milk. So we had formula for the moms, diapers for the babies, all of the basic aid needs.
Wow. I'd imagine food's an issue, too. I know, you know, a lot were probably starving, and all of a sudden there's probably plenty of food that the American Red Cross is, you know, found for them or that the military families have brought. I wonder if that, I don't know, can work against them sometimes. You know, suddenly they have lots of food available and the stomach's not ready for that.
That is a good point. However, I will say they did have plenty of food that was provided both by the U.S. military and American Red Cross. We had snacks and water. And from what I observed, everyone was very happy with that. The other consideration, too, though, that a lot of people don't think about on the front end is that, you know, the climate is so different in Afghanistan versus the different countries that they are transitioning through in Europe and even in the United States. So that's why we made sure to have the sleeping bags and the Red Cross blankets and all of that available and clothing if they needed extra clothing.
We're speaking with Emily Osmond, spokesperson for the American Red Cross. She spent about a week at Ramstein Air Base in Germany helping the Afghan evacuees. How about language issues? Is there some of that too? Language barriers?
Sure, absolutely. However, I will say, you know, a lot of the people that are transitioning, they are, you know, they were interpreters for the U.S. military. Yeah. So there's more English speakers than you would think. However, there are some language barriers, and that's why there are interpreters there that the U.S. military provided.
What was the mindset like? Did it take them a day or how long did you care for them? Did it take them a day or so to get adjusted?
Yes, I will say when I saw them come off the bus, you know, especially the children, just very apprehensive, you know, what is this new environment? What is this going to be like? But they are so resilient. You know, in the span of about 24 hours, the next day, kids are playing with the toys that we gave them, lots of soccer being played, you know, coloring with the crayons. I mean, it was just amazing to see that transition happen so quickly. You know, with people really warming up and smiling, and we were just so happy to welcome them.
Yeah. Did they all know where they were going next?
Well, they all know that they are headed to the United States in that transition, but for the time, they were just, truthfully, Gordon, they really were focused on, you know, being safe in that moment, and they were just relieved and happy to be there.
I just can't imagine that shock, right? You leave a country like Afghanistan, we're virtually in shambles, you show up at a well-run Ramstein airbase, now you're off to America for yet another stop. You probably have no idea where. It's an enormous country. You could wind up in any kind of climate. I was wondering if they would ask, hey, what's it like in California, Florida, Maryland, where we're ever going to show up?
The people that we're seeing, they still are in that, you know, that fight or flight, that survival mode. I mean, just so many people needed rest. That was important to them to just lay their head down.
What stood out most, Emily, after you began to process your week with some of these folks?
I'm just so proud that the American Red Cross is working shoulder to shoulder with the U.S. military to not only welcome but provide for basic needs. I'll give you a little situation that happened right before I left that just made me so honored, and that was there was a six-year-old Afghan girl. Her hearing aid went out. She couldn't hear. She was scared. You know, she's in a new environment. The American Red Cross hunted down a battery to put in her hearing aid, and once we provided that to her, she was so happy.
That's a good story. Emily Osmond, spokesperson for the American Red Cross. By the way, first passenger flight to leave Afghanistan since the chaotic U.S. military evacuation ended late last month arrived in Qatar yesterday with more than 100 foreigners, including Americans, on board. Biden administration officials said they expected more such flights in coming days. Another one is scheduled for today. Coming up next, why some football fans got chills last night before the game.
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday. It's time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, we know that millions of people swear by their robot vacuums, but most also know the potential peril you might face if your pet has an accident on the floor while the robot is making its rounds, and nobody wants any of that stuff smeared all over the house. Enter the new Roomba, which claims that it has fixed this problem. iRobot, which builds the Roomba, says that its latest machine uses built-in vision and AI to identify and avoid pet messes of all kinds. And while other brands of robot vacs claim to do the same, iRobot is guaranteeing that this will work. The reason? Hours and hours of testing using poop models made of Play-Doh. And if you don't have a pet to worry about, the company says the new tech will also be useful to identify other hazardous obstacles like socks, shoes, and headphones.
Mm. Clever from the Roomba folks.
Yes,
very clever.
Play-Doh poop. Can you imagine that? That's like part of your job. Like,
yeah.
You know, hey, honey, how was work today?
Right.
Well, I spent 10 hours on the floor making Play-Doh poop models.
Well, I had never considered that. I have four dogs, but not a Roomba, so I hadn't considered what could happen.
I wouldn't even bring that anywhere near your house with the four dogs.
I mean, just how about if, you know, it's on a hardwood floor, but you have a carpet in there, and then the Roomba, you know, encounters the mess, then travels onto the carpet at least accidentally for just a second.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole thing, I'm still a little disappointed by the fact that, you know, it's 2021 and this is kind of the best we can do with our robots at home is vacuums.
Yeah,
you know, we've
I
had
agree.
These vacuums for a long time now.
Right.
And we're really just getting to the point now where they're not going to smear the dog poop all over the house. These are the advances that we're making. When we were kids, we thought 2021 there are going to be a lot more robots around. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that hasn't been the case.
And, I mean, what's the most popular video? A cat. Riding on top of a Roomba, right? That's
right.
That's where we are. That's the advancement of these
things. Not advanced as much as we thought. And while the Roomba slides across your living room, there's another slide that's making news. After more than a year away, the Collinsworth slide has returned to NBC's NFL broadcast. The slide, in which Chris Collinsworth slides his chair over to join Al Michaels before the game starts, was put on hold last season after the two were separated due to pandemic restrictions, disappointing many slide fans online. Last night, Michaels invited Collinsworth to, quote, come sliding back in here, sending slide fans to social media to rejoice at this step back towards normalcy. One fan said they had chills after witnessing the slide, and another wasn't so subtle, exclaiming in all caps, inject the Collinsworth slide into my veins.
That's great.
Yeah, and now they're in on the joke. See, this started out as something they didn't know about, and now they both very much are in on it, and they have to make sure that the slide is a big deal every time he does it, which some people are not thrilled about. But, you know, I think it makes it even more fun that way.
You think so? I'm not sure. I might take away a little bit now that they're in on it, and he's got to tell them, slide in. I mean, you know, sometimes you have to leave it alone.
I don't know. It's nice to see these guys having fun. You know what I mean? It's a fun moment, and they both smile about it, and, you know, I kind of like that.
How much did we miss that?
yes.
Right? And all things considered.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike. This is pretty sobering. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or ID theft. And even worse, 23% never recover their money. If you think it can happen to you, that's what they're counting on. But now, there's Aura. Aura is all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and more. And Aura alerts you to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. It's a new type of security service that protects all of your online information with one simple subscription. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 free months when you visit aura.com/Gordon. Go to aura.com/Gordon to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/Gordon. Thanks for spending time with us. With back to school in full swing, safety experts and law enforcement are urging parents to be mindful of those Facebook photos of their kids holding signs indicating it's the first day of school. Could make them easy targets for predators. The McHenry County Sheriff's Office in Woodstock, Illinois, shared a 2-snapshot Facebook post with a deputy holding a poster titled My First Day of School, with the left side sharing mock information such as name, age, grade, teacher, name of school. The right image has those personal details blurred out, suggesting that it's unsafe to include it in a picture. The office pointed out that the information can all be used by predators and scammers. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
President Biden is taking his most aggressive action yet in the fight against the pandemic, ordering employers with 100 or more workers to ensure their workforce is entirely vaccinated or face weekly COVID tests. The Biden administration also ordered that federal employees and employees of government contractors be vaccinated.
Second piece of my plan is continuing to protect the vaccinated. For the vast majority of you who've gotten vaccinated, I understand your anger at those who haven't gotten vaccinated.
The Business Roundtable, a lobbyist group representing dozens of the largest U.S. companies, expressed support for the plan.
Number two.
The Justice Department has sued Texas over a new state law that bans most abortions, arguing it was enacted in open defiance of the Constitution. The lawsuit asks a federal judge to declare that the law is invalid to, quote, enjoin its enforcement and to protect the rights that Texas has violated. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The obvious and expressly acknowledged intention of this statutory scheme is to prevent women from exercising their constitutional rights by thwarting judicial review for as long as possible.
The Texas law prohibits abortions once medical professionals can detect cardiac activity, usually around 6 weeks before some women know they're pregnant.
Number three.
Some 200 foreigners, including Americans, left Afghanistan on a commercial flight out of Kabul yesterday with the cooperation of the Taliban, the first such large-scale departure since U.S. forces completed their frantic withdrawal over a week ago. State Department spokesman Ned Price says some are choosing to remain in Afghanistan.
Some wanted more time to consider it. Others wanted to remain with extended family, at least for the time being. Others cited medical issues, among other reasons that we heard.
President Biden spoke with China's Xi Jinping yesterday amid growing frustration on the U.S. side that high-level engagement between the two leaders' top advisors has been largely unfruitful. The White House says in the 90-minute call, the two leaders discussed areas where their interests converge, as well as where perspectives diverge. It'll be a battle of the teenagers at the U.S. Open Women's Final tomorrow after 19-year-old Layla Fernandez of Canada upset number 2 seed Aryna Sabalenka, and 18-year-old Emma Raducanu of Britain beat Maria Sakkari in last night's semifinals. Raducanu becomes the first qualifier to reach a Grand Slam final in the pro era.
That's insane.
It is. She played a lot of matches to get there.
Holy cow. Thanks, Jen. Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Thanks for being with us. Across the country tomorrow, memorial events and observances will be held to honor the victims and remember the legacy of the September 11 terror attacks. In New York, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum will hold a ceremony where the names of all the victims will be read, a private observance for family members and guests to honor the 40 people killed on board United Airlines Flight 93 will be held at the National Memorial Site near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Tonight, the nonprofit Friends of Flight 93 will host a candle lighting ceremony where 40 lanterns will be placed next to the wall of names at the memorial. At the Pentagon in Northern Virginia, the Department of Defense will hold a private ceremony tomorrow to honor the 184 victims of the attacks there. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.